Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it.
All right, we're here joined with Caroline. And Caroline, what is your controversial opinion?
My controversial opinion is I love pineapple on pizza. It's my favorite thing on pizza. I always get pineapple and pepperoni pizza if I'm asked what I want on my pizza. And I also dip it in ranch, which might make it even more controversial.
The ranch? Okay, I can understand the pineapple, but the ranch plus the pineapple combination is a little crazy.
I love ranch on pizza, too.
Ranch on pizza. Christian's has converted me to that. But, like, where is your... What's your number one pineapple pizza of choice?
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of difficult. I just probably like Papa John's, which is like basic.
Hey, fair enough.
But they don't mess it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do the same thing every time. Most times they can't disappoint me. I'm a picky eater.
So there's not even like a close second to pineapple on pizza?
Supreme pizza.
Okay, fair enough.
That, and it has to be Costco.
Costco
has pizza? The best supreme pizza, but did they get rid of it?
Last time I was at Costco, I didn't
see it. I don't remember. I know they got rid of the churro. Costco. Yes. And I am so pissed at you. Stupid cookie. That stupid chocolate chip cookie that you replaced it. I don't want the crumble cookie. I want the churro.
Double
this
chocolate chip.
This went on a
chip.
Crazy tangent.
The double
is it a
chocolate
boom
chip
or a doom?
I hate that guy. No, this
We're
is,
Costco guys.
This is my controversial opinion. I hate the Costco guys. I hate, like, that big Justice jackass kid, fucking hate him. He's a stupid little shit, and they should not be famous. Fucking hate the Costco guys.
Deactivate the Costco guys.
And the Rizzler? Who's that stupid piece of shit? I don't know. I don't fucking eat. They piss me off. Hate the Rizzler. Hate the Costco guys. They're awful. That just made me really passionate. They were talking about Costco.
Wow, what a tangent we just went on.
Chicken bake? Is this a boom? Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. Hate it.
All right, we're here joined with TJ. And TJ, what is your controversial opinion?
My controversial opinion is that 60s, 70s, and 90s rock is all better than 80s rock.
I can get behind that. I like that. What is bad about 80s rock and what is so good about the other ones? Like, what are some your favorites?
I think that the mainstream genres like glam rock were just, it just hasn't aged the best. While like in the 90s, you get mainstream genres like grunge and alternative metal, and in the 70s, you have the rise of OG heavy metal, and you have post-punk, and you have new wave, and in the 60s, you have psychedelic rock, and you have blues rock, and yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Give me your top five rock bands or artists.
Top five rock bands or artists? Number one, Pink Floyd. Number two, King Crimson. Number three, Swans. Number four, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Number five, Black Country New Roads.
It's a respectable list, TJ. Anything else you want to add or any other controversial opinions?
No, not really.
All right. Thank you very much, TJ. I appreciate it. Woo! All right, and we're here joined with Ella. And Ella, what is your controversial opinion?
My controversial opinion is that I hate ketchup. I don't want it touching any of my food. I used to really like it, and now I just, like, genuinely can't stand it.
What made you stop liking ketchup?
I don't know. It's like, one day the switch went off in my brain. Maybe it's, like, when my brain developed. But the sweetness, I don't know, something's wrong with it. I just hate it. I really don't like
it. So what do you eat with fries instead of ketchup?
Ranch.
Okay, that's fair.
I like McDonald's barbecue sauce. All
right, I like.
Or like any kind of aioli, just not ketchup.
I got you. So the go-to instead of ketchup is ranch.
It is, sadly.
Have you ever tried the Heinz ranch up?
Nope, and I never will.
Fair enough. Any other controversial opinions?
I don't think so.
No. All right. Thank you very much. All right, we're here with Chloe. And Chloe, what is your controversial opinion?
Studios use the genre of like kids movies just to make objectively bad movies with no storylines.
Can you give me an example?
That's a good one. What? Yeah, Mario movie, the Minecraft movie.
I was just about to say Minecraft movie. That looks like trash.
Yeah. It's going to suck. I think the most recent kids movie I've really liked is Wild Robot. Like
Wild Robot?
Yeah, have you seen it yet?
I have not. What's that about?
So there's a robot who like kills a family of like geese, except for one, and then it raises that geese. And he's...
Oh man, that don't sound like a very happy kids movie.
No, but it's great. I love it.
Okay. Any other controversial opinions or anything else you'd like to add on that subject?
I don't like the new Blue's Clues.
That's fair.
You tell us.
What don't you like about it? That the Steve guy is gone?
The Steve is gone. It's not Blue's Clues anymore. They call it... I think it's like something in Friends. Blue and Friends or something. It's not...
Have you heard of the conspiracy theory that the reason Steve is no longer on Blue's Clues is because he went to go serve in Afghanistan?
No, I haven't.
Oh yeah, you should look that up. That's a pretty funny one. That one's good. Yeah. Anything else?
No.
All right. Thank you very much, Chloe. I appreciate it. Hoorah! We're here joined with Bella. And Bella, what is your controversial opinion?
My controversial opinion is that I hate situationship.
What do you hate about him?
Well, it's like you're in a relationship at that point. Like, let's just bring back a label. It's like we can break up. It's okay. You know, nothing is temporary. Everything's permanent. Like, you know, just say you're dating. Like, if you're my boy, if you're my wife. Like, you're my man. So I'm going to claim you.
Yeah.
You know?
Does this come from past bad experiences with situationships?
Perhaps. And I don't know. I just feel like everyone's scared to, like, talk about emotions. And, like, it's okay. Like, if I want to profess my love to you, like, let's normalize that, you know? It's all right.
Fair enough.
So.
Any other controversial opinions?
As of right now, I can't think of any.
No? All right. Yeah. Anything else you want to add about situationships and why they're terrible?
Honestly, I just don't like them.
No?
Let's just be in a relationship.
Amen. Know?
Let's have feelings. Emotions.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Woo. First one of the day. Yay. Let's go. All right. We're here joined with Erica.
Yes.
Erica, what is your controversial opinion?
I have so many, but one of the ones that's on my mind right now is that gym culture to teenage boys is what 2014 Tumblr was to teenage girls.
Dive further into that. What do you mean?
I have been seeing so many videos of like gym talk of all these teenage boys being like, you gotta get bigger, you gotta get muscler. And like, I literally saw this guy walking on a Target and being like, guys, this is garbage. This is garbage and this is garbage. Like, you need to cut the fat. You can get your fat somewhere else. Too many calories. And I feel like all these boys are inheriting eating disorders and they don't even realize it. The thing about eating disorders is that it's not like a little cute little funsy 1 month, 2 month situation. You're hooked on for life. That's why you have to go to rehab. It's because it's a lifelong situation. And now we have literally thousands of teenage boys getting eating disorders and not even eating.
Okay. What are some of your other controversial opinions you were thinking of?
I feel like this is not controversial, but dating apps are actually the plague of society.
I agree.
Like, literally, we are all going to die alone because of them. And they literally just, like, they promote artificial intimacy. And literally, like, the reason why people are just such bitches to each other is in relationships because they can go on Hinge and find someone else new in, like, 0.5 seconds. That's not healthy, y'all. That's unhealthy. And we should also stop normalizing this like hookup culture thing. No, you should not be having sex with someone the first day you meet them. That's actually insane. Like, you need to go get help. Let's go. Like, actually, dead ass. Yes. And I also think it's like a method of avoidance. I'm starting to notice. Also, I'm starting to see a common theme amongst men is that they get into these relationships for very long times, like their first love or whatever. And afterwards, they turn into villains. Like, absolute villains. Like, committing crimes left and fucking right.
I feel attacked.
No, controversial opinion. Men, stop blaming your villain arc on your ex-girlfriend. Stop it! Stop it!
Damn.
She is not the reason why you suck. You did it to yourself, babes.
All right for my head. Damn. That was good, though.
Thanks, guys.
Hell yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.